Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the radio studios in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce located at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, I'm very pleased to be joined by a first-time guest, someone that I have literally known for decades, someone I'm excited to have in the studio. Our guest is Coach Dave Fravel. Dave serves as the co-meet director for the Sioux City Relays, and folks, spring has sprung. Track season is here, and the Sioux City Relays are just around the corner. Coach Fravel, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Yeah, thanks to be here, and appreciate a chance to talk with you a little bit about track.
Well, Dave, we've known each other a long time, and I know a little bit of your history in the sport, so I'm not going to let you get away with not talking about your background in track and field. I know that you will attempt in an expression of modesty. I will not let you get away with it, but for our listening audience, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in Sioux City, a lifelong resident of Sioux City. Spent a little time elsewhere during the middle of my career, but I grew up in the Riverside area and participated in athletics at Riverside High School. A few of you out there may remember when Riverside was a high school, and then when Riverside closed, I went on to West High School, graduated from there, and stayed in Sioux City and was a Morningside graduate as well.
And we never let any of our guests speed through their academic progression that quickly. So we're going to take you all the way back to high school. Tell us a little bit about what you were involved with in high school. Was it athletics? Was it also the arts? Was it debate or theater? Or were you strictly an athletics guy?
I did a minimal amount in theater. Riverside was a pretty small school, for those that remember. So I did a few things in theater as a young student there. But again, I was only there that as a freshman in the high school. Those that remember, Riverside was grades 7 through 12. So the 7th and 8th graders had to play a fairly large part in the school as well. So I did a little bit in the arts. Most of my time was pretending I was a football player, a basketball player at school, because with a class of 75 kids, you had to be able to participate to make sure the school had a team. And I spent more of my time really with the track program, if you look at what I was best at or what I was trying to make my mark in.
And as you made the transition, which I think was fairly typical in that era, for junior high school to go through 9th grade, and then high school was oftentimes 10th through 12th, you then went to West High School and continued to be involved with track.
Well, going back a little bit, at Riverside, because of the fact that we had 9th graders in the building, I was able to participate as a athlete with the varsity track team as a freshman, and was fortunate enough to be able to do that. It allowed me to compete against upper level kids a lot sooner than some of the other people within the city. Fortunate to run with some great people. I was able to set a few records at Riverside as I was competing there. And for those that understand what this means, I have held some records at Riverside now since 1972. Nobody has yet to break them.
And no one ever will.
And no one ever will.
You have the benefit of living in perpetuity there. But you also have some records at West High School. I know of at least one in a 4x800.
Well, that's true. And as I say to people that don't necessarily understand the history, when I went to West High School, I'm pretty sure I broke 15 or 20 school records in track because there weren't any. First race I ran, we set a school record.
That's great to hear. And if you go to West High School, if you're in their gymnasium and you look at the track records on the wall, and I think this was early, mid-1970s, you have a record that's literally been up for 40 years.
Yeah, we set a two-mile relay record in 1974. It was from the state meet in 74, and It has lasted a long time. When you start talking about that's 49 years now.
So next year we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Dave Fravel's 4x800. Well, was it 4x880 back then?
It was a 2 mile relay, yeah, is what we ran.
Okay.
They converted the time to make it applicable because a 4x800 is pretty close to a 2 mile relay.
Yeah, very good.
But yeah, the people that I ran with were some very good kids. They would be able to compete right now. Names like Rusty Smith. I think the Smith family in Sioux City left a legacy in a lot of sports with Dan Smith at Central. He was the leading scorer in Sioux City up until this kid named Heinrich something or other broke it a few years ago.
And we're all familiar with Captain Kirk and his great legacy at West High School, Kansas, with the Chicago Bulls, and what a legacy it is. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Coach Dave Fravel, longtime teacher and coach in the Siouxland area. Dave presently is serving as the co-meet director for the upcoming Sioux City Relays. And Dave, after a successful high school career in track and field, you matriculated at Morningside College then. Tell us about what you studied and what you were involved with at Morningside.
At Morningside College, things were a little bit different back in the late 70s at that time, with the ability to have scholarships for both academics and athletics. My academic scholarships were worth more than my athletic scholarships that they were offering. And as a Division II school, I still made that attempt. I walked on and participated in track for a few years there when time allowed. I participated as a freshman and then as a junior because my classes allowed me to do that. It was a whole different world back then, Morningside being the smallest Division II school in the North Central Conference. And then competing against those huge schools of North Dakota, North Dakota State, Mankato, it was difficult.
Yeah, the old North Central Conference, I'm not sure people realize, NCAA Division II, Morningside had a huge path to cut to compete at that level. And I think in a lot of ways, I think that helps people better understand why former Morningside University President John Reinders converted the institution to participate in the NAIA.
My first race at Morningside was an indoor meet. It was in Mankato. Here I am, a young kid from West High School. I ran an indoor race. I ran right around 157 in the 800 and finished dead last in my heat.
Wow.
And at that point in time, I realized I either got to get better or get out.
You're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. I mean, a 157 for a freshman 45 years ago, that's a blazing fast time. I mean, even today a 157 is really solid, but for you to finish dead last, I think, yeah, that probably had an impression. Made an impression anyway.
Well, it also made me realize that my legs were not going to take me as far as my brain was going to take me. So that's why I spent a little bit more time after that working on my chemistry degree that I had at Morningside. I knew that had a bigger future for me than my running did.
Well, that's great advice, and there are a lot of people that should be practicing that advice. The NCAA has a commercial that I see from time to time that says, you know, we have tens of thousands of athletes and 99% of them are going pro in something other than sport. So a good message about the importance of education. And Dave, tell us a little bit about your educational progression, that chemistry degree, and how it's led to what you're doing today.
Well, I've always enjoyed the sciences. I had some great science teachers at both Riverside and at West High School. And moving on into Morningside College, Dr. Ed Shane was a mentor of mine. That man did a phenomenal job of preparing us for the future. And the sciences just seemed to be so logical and such a simple progression in my mind. I know for some it might not be, but it did for me. But at the same time, my scholarships that I just talked about was GPA dependent. So I needed to make sure I kept my grade point up. So I ended up taking some coaching classes as well. I did some things with a PE. Believe it or not, there's not many people out there that have a chemistry major and a PE minor. But it kept the GPA high enough so I was able to keep my money. And I really enjoyed the coaching aspect of it. I really did not think I would, but the coaching became a big part of my life over the years, not just the teaching of sciences and chemistry in particular, which I loved, but I also enjoyed that chance to coach kids and to teach them a little bit about what it takes to participate.
And Coach, tell me about when you're not spending your time as the co-meet director for the Sioux City Relays, where are your full-time responsibilities?
Well, right now I'm teaching chemistry and honors chemistry at Heland High School. That's what I'm doing currently. The last few years I've been transitioning from physics classes that I've taught as well, based upon what the student enrollment was. Some people that live in your house know that as well. I've taught a few of yours as well in both chemistry and physics, and hopefully I've helped them as well.
So, and I'm grateful for the role and responsibility that you have. I was not fortunate enough to have you as a teacher during my years at Heland, but you were certainly there teaching and coaching, and I appreciate that. And before we go to break, if you would, tell us a little bit about your wife and family.
Well, I've got a lovely wife and four great kids, and I have five grandkids. My wife is a longtime teacher in the Sioux City area. She has currently retired from teaching, but she has taught in South Sioux, South Sioux St. Mike's. She taught at Blessed Sacrament for many years. Then from there, she ended up moving into the public school system and taught at Smith Elementary, which is no longer around, but Smith Elementary. We took a little hiatus and spent some time over in Germany, where I taught and coached over there. And then when she came back, she taught in the Sioux City schools until she just retired this last year. So my wife, Jo, and I have been married for over 40 years. And, currently still living in Sioux City and planning on staying there. My children, I have a son right now who is a athletic trainer at the University of Iowa. Right now, his sport is working with the field hockey team. And his wife, Shelley, and two children. My son, Tony, he is a teacher as well. He is teaching at Heland High School. And he's also a member of the Army National Guard here in Sioux City and has had the opportunity to serve overseas now a total of three times. He's had three tours, and hopefully now he's back to stay with us. And then his wife, Christy, with three kids as well, one of which I'm fortunate enough to teach as well. I never thought I'd be around long enough to teach my own grandchild in school. I have a daughter who is a social media marketer, and she works primarily in the Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and San Diego area. And I have my youngest daughter, Kit. She ends up working for the Chamber of Commerce in Cedar Rapids.
Very good. That's something I can identify with and appreciate. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guest this morning is Dave Fravel, the co-meet director of the Sioux City Relays. And Dave, please tell your wife hello. And a shout out and thanks to your son, Tony, for his service in our armed forces. We'll be right back with Coach Dave Fravel after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. My guest today, the co-meet director for the Sioux City Relays, Coach Dave Fravel, presently teaching chemistry at Bishop Heland High School in Sioux City. And Dave, it's that time of year, and I know that when the weather turns, people start to get excited about track, and one of the biggest events on the track calendar is the Sioux City Relays.
We think that the Sioux City Relays occupies a great centerpiece area for the opportunity for kids to showcase their skills. The Drake Relays obviously is one of the biggest in the nation, let alone it is the biggest track meet that we have in Iowa. But a lot of the athletes that come to us do so for that opportunity to qualify for the Drake Relays. The Drake Relays, you have to have a specific time or a distance. And when they have an opportunity to compete against some of the best that Northwest Iowa, Southeast South Dakota, and Northeast Nebraska brings into Sioux City, the times are by far the best ones some of these kids have run all year long.
Well, and I know that people have circled this date on the calendar. What are the dates for this year's event?
The date is going to be April 14th and April 15th. On April 14th, it's primarily going to be colleges, and we also are dealing with some younger racers there. We will have freshman races and middle school racers for the area athletes.
And that's great to see. And if somebody's interested in participating or wants to learn more, is there a website or a telephone number we can direct them to?
The website for teams that wish to be able to participate is just the SiouxCityRelays.com, and you'll be able to find the information on there about entering your team. We also, if you want to end up coming in and volunteering to end up being there, please contact this email address. It's princer@netcisplus.com.
And do you spell out Netcis Plus, P-L-U-S?
Yes, netcisplus.com.
And for those that are interested, April 14th is going to be a college day. Can I assume the 15th, which is tax day, is reserved for our high school students?
It is not reserved. We have colleges are going to be participating as well with those high school athletes. You'll have an opportunity to see some phenomenal high school athletes immediately following some of those races. Then you'll see some of the best in the area in the colleges participate. So we will have a large number of events that are there for both high school and colleges.
And Dave, I want to also put in a plug for those of you who are interested. These athletes are top level. They deserve our support. So we encourage you to get involved as a spectator, as a volunteer. If there are businesses in the community, we'd love to have you consider sponsoring this event. And I know that a priority for the organization is to give back to the community. Tell us somewhat about that.
Well, we have a couple of areas that we use to help promote, not just promote track, but also to benefit our kids. Dwight Hoff, longtime Sioux City sportsman, a great individual. Dwight passed a few years ago, and his family put together a scholarship for two people, one male, one female, for $2,000 each. And there is an opportunity for people to apply for that scholarship. It is on that same website, SiouxCityRelays.com. And another one that we try to do is the Sioux City Relays, we're not out to make any money. Very few people get paid. The people who are getting paid are those that are our starters, and that's about it. Everybody else is a volunteer. And what we try to do is if we do make a profit, which we have, we use those profits to give back to the community. This last year, and usually every year, we're able to give up to $1,000 apiece to at least two area schools.
And that's great to hear. I also recognize that you guys are going to honor an honorary referee this year.
Our honorary referee is Bob Saunders. Bob Saunders has been a teacher and a coach, and he has helped as a volunteer at the Sioux City Relays for years. He is currently at Battle Creek, Ida Grove. His teams have come down here, and a few of you may remember a young man by the name of Cooper DeGene, who is one of those athletes that end up coming in and making a mark here at the Sioux City Relays.
And had quite a career, or in the midst of a career, with the Iowa Hawkeyes as a defensive back and one of the top defensive players in the country. I also know that this event has a history of some pretty big-name competitors.
when you think about the fact that Sioux City, Iowa has had Olympians participating there. Sometimes they're going to end up being Olympians in the future, and some are actually current. A.G. Kruger, an Olympian hammer thrower, who is from Spencer, Iowa, who went to Morningside College and then participated in the Olympics. There.
Literally one of the best in the world.
Yes. Derek Miles. Derek Miles, who grew up in South Dakota, ended up going to the University of South Dakota, comes down to the Sioux City Relays and competes in the pole vault for a few years, and then goes on and participates in the Olympics for a few years. So
a bronze medalist at the Olympics, and now the pole vaulting coach at the University of South Dakota. Tremendous athlete.
As well as A.G. Kruger is at the USD.
It's wonderful to see. And coach, in the final couple of minutes that we have left today, we always have a need for volunteers. Lots of different roles they can play. Basically, everything from soup to nuts is necessary. No training required. It'll be provided there. For those who want to get involved, we direct them to princer@netsysplus.com or to visit us at siouxcityrelays.com. What can we expect this year from some of those young kids? I don't remember middle school before. Is this the first time?
No, we've had middle school participating in relays on our Friday nights, and for them, it's the chance to be in the big show, so to speak. You know, they're used to perhaps running in front of 100 people down in their stadiums at East, West, North, Dakota Valley, Sergeant Bluff, and now they're running before a couple of thousand people, and they're rubbing shoulders with some of those college athletes that are beside them.
Well, it's great to see, and I know that you can't do this alone. We appreciate the volunteer role that you play. Are there some other volunteers that we ought to thank this morning?
Well, I hesitate to end up saying anybody in particular.
Because you can't get them all.
Because it takes hundreds of people to be able to run a meet this size. But co-directors, we have Bob Prince is another co-director. We have Nick Gall. Bob's wife, Chris Prince, is the keystone. But we have other coaches like Rick Clarahan that's spending time there. Other ADs, Bill Clements from Dakota Valley, Jason Cowley, Terry Suderla, all local people, which track people become familiar with. But again, I'm afraid to start naming because I'm going to miss literally hundreds of people.
And we're going to run out of time. So thank you to all those volunteers that make this a premier event for athletics in the Siouxland Metro. And Coach Fravel, thank you for your role and for being our guest on Grow Siouxland.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing some old faces back at the meet and maybe some new faces as well. Thank you.
We'll look forward to that as well, Coach. April 14th and 15th, the Sioux City Relays. And we'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.